This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
You know, I gotta wonder what kind of working relationship he'd have with Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
I've often wondered that. Like, I don't know what his pronouns are, or their pronouns. Anyway, Satan.
And the Bulldog.
What's the upside of doing well?
Well, maybe they're too busy making everyone else's life hell.
Oh, boy.
And you might just be able to do your own thing if you're partnered with Satan.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
They're too busy, you know, making Scott Norwood miss field goals.
Oh, come on.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Football Friday on WGR. If you're anything like me, especially imagine the horror. Anyway, if you're anything like me, especially in the wake of hearing about Bulldogs winning parlay last night, you're going, how come we didn't partner up on a fantasy team again this year, given that last year's did well? And perhaps our guest now on the Westher Hotline is asking himself these same questions all the time. Adam Krautwurst, and Bulldog's a big Adam fan. I'm sure he would have been up for it, Adam, if we just arranged it.
Yeah, I think you dropped the ball on that, Mike. I mean, you're the middleman.
Adam. You and I are powerless. I mean, it is really up to our boy here to put it together. That's it.
This really should be a conversation had off the air. But Adam and I partner on how many teams? Five, maybe six. I'm doing all the work.
Oh boy,
this does need to be taken off the air. But you knew that was. That was what you got when you got me as a partner.
I did? I don't know if I knew that. But this year I know that.
Yeah. Maybe if we'd had an opportunity. Didn't we have a golf date that I couldn't make? Wasn't there Adam, you extended an offer, and thank you. That was very courteous of you, and I don't remember why I couldn't make it.
Free tomorrow?
Other than just not wanting to do anything socially with Mike. I don't know. I couldn't pull it off. But thank you for the. If we'd done that, maybe the fantasy team would have come together. If we'd gotten
golf and a draft next year, put it on the calendar.
There it is.
Same day.
Adam, I think I know some of this answer, but what kind of year are you having?
I'm having an injury plagued season, just like everybody else. So it's up and down. Last night was, you know, I had some Jamar Chase, but I also had some Kenny Gainwell. So you know, it's hit and miss.
Yeah, that's how that goes. Well, this week, if you had a really good team, there's a pretty good chance it was affected by the injuries with Buka going out. Puka Nacua won't play this week. Garrett Wilson was getting home even though the Jets weren't winning. And that's not the entire list. Wide receiver, other guys that weren't as effective have already been ruled out. Calvin Ridley, Terry McLaurin.
Again, right?
It's a really short week at receiver. Any names come to mind, whether it's those players' perceived replacements, like a Whittington with the Rams or somebody else, where you can maybe survive injuries to top receivers? It's tough at receiver. It's easier at running back when you can kind of just take the backup sometimes.
For sure, right? So, yeah, receiver's tough because it's not, right, it's not like the one-for-one replacement that you can get for a running back. You know what I've been doing a lot lately is just a lot of leagues have flex positions, and a lot of those have just been throwing at like a tight end in the flex. Like you grab like a Michael Mayer, and he's going to do better. You know, he'll probably do better than Whittington, honestly. So, but if you've got Puka, if you've got Egbuka, there are some options there on the waivers for guys that can kind of come in and hopefully get even like a 15% target share and come in and score some fantasy points for you. But it's really hard when you lose receivers to injury because, you know, earning targets is a skill, and the best ones are on the field, whereas running backs, it's like you don't even have to be good at running back. If you get a bunch of touches and a good O-line, you'll be fine. So, yeah, I would say scour the waiver wire, try to find some of those receivers. But for flex positions, don't be afraid to throw in a tight end in there, like a Harold Fannin this week or something like that. But yeah, I mean, I like Jacoby Myers a little bit this week. Maybe they showcase him for a trade, maybe to the Buffalo Bills. But yeah, you've got Tutu Atwell. I think he could do something. He's been there a bit. Elik, Amenor. He might be the number one into Tennessee now. He's shown flashes already, so go look for those guys on your waiver wire.
The tight end idea is really interesting because with some of these receiver names, you're kind of just hoping for a touchdown, which is what tight end is almost always. You're hoping to get a touchdown. Unfortunately, we used up four or five tight end touchdowns last night. So that's off the table. But yeah, I think you're right. Like that could be an interesting way of looking at it. Fannin in Cleveland and Joku will miss this game for the Browns.
Speaking of tight ends, it sounds like Kittle's back. You just no questions asked, just he goes right back in, or is there hesitation because he's coming back from the injury?
No, I'm throwing him right back in. I've been waiting. You know, you've been waiting all this time, and you've seen how much success Tonjes has had over the last five weeks or so. He's had some really big games for them. So no, and I think they'll force feed it to him. All the receivers are hurt. So no, I really like Kittle this week for sure.
Rochester's Adam Krautwurst with us on the Wester Hotline. You can check out Adam on the full-time fantasy high-stakes analyst. He and I do a lot of podcasts and work together. Well, I mentioned Whittington, by the way, with the Rams. I kind of like that. Can you give us a quick comment on him? I think he's the Puka replacement. He's not going to be Puka, but Jacksonville gives up tons of passing yards.
Yeah, no, he is the Puka replacement. He flashed last preseason. Maybe it was the preseason where Puka ended up hitting big a couple years ago. But he knows the offense. He's been there. McVay likes him. I mean, Adams is probably going to go crazy against, is it Jacksonville, I think? Yeah, he's probably going to go crazy there. But, yeah, Whittington could certainly get five or six catches. And if you can get that, you know, out of a kind of a desperation play. But a lot of times you'll find, again, I don't want to keep harping on the tight end thing because people do need to throw players into the receiver spots. You know, you got like Mason Taylor, who'll probably get all the targets for the Jets. Kate Otten is another one that's going to get a ton. You know how I feel about Kate Otten.
BDO?
BDO.
Big Daddy Otten.
Big Daddy Otten.
Oh, my
so
Lord.
So he's a guy. He's a
get
guy
a room,
that
you two.
I think he's going to crush this week. But Whittington's a guy that, you know, in the fab, where you had to put in the fab to get him. If you got him, you're probably starting him, especially if you see a Puka and he's out.
Right.
Did I see that? Now the name is escaping me. I'm ready to the Raider guy, the big shot Raider guy,
Brad Bauer.
He practiced. I thought I saw it today.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
I haven't
good
hopped on today. That would be great. That would be awesome.
Michael Mayer is one of these names if he doesn't play.
Yeah.
Correct.
Boy,
exactly.
There wasn't any reason that I would have seen a tweet telling us that Mayer practiced. He's not been hurt, right? It had to be Bowers. There's Bowers and a receiver with the Raiders.
He had been hurt, but he played last week. Mayer.
Yeah, right.
So,
Mayer, yeah.
I'm 99% sure I saw Bowers practice today.
Oh, that would be big.
Yeah, and a couple other receivers. Alec Pierce is one, Mike, that I think maybe you and I talked about before. Like, he's a guy, big time plays, right?
Yeah.
And so he's coming back off the concussion.
Downs hurt.
I think they could certainly feed him. Downs is hurt, you know. Yeah, the other receiver dropped the ball at the goal line. I think he was inactive last week. So I really like Alec Pierce.
Want a deep dive name? Chris Moore.
Ooh.
Washington, in a great matchup. All the cornerbacks, all the DBs are hurt. And they're down McLaurin and Noah Brown. So
Luther Burden, there's another one. I think they're going to try to get him a little bit more. DJ Moore's playing this week, but Luther Burden for Chicago could be a guy.
Right. These are hard times. I mean, you got to dig in. Let's talk Bills here, if you don't mind.
Do we have to?
I know. Well, I recognize what I want to ask you was probably also a question last year, but like it's 6 weeks in, and I mean, they're still a contender. We're talking with fans every day, and a lot of people are kind of ready to give up, it seems. But I don't know. It's too early for that, I think. But again, in terms of fantasy, you can't really start anybody except for Allen and Cook. I mean, I'm talking about receivers. Mm-hmm. Do you think Kincaid has moved up a level where you'd want to start him every week going forward, or is he even a little bit too fragile for that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
No, he's a guy definitely – he's a guy – like Cook and Kincaid are like the two guys this year that you can really count on to kind of go out there and score when Kincaid's, you know, healthy and the Bills are humming. Obviously, when the Bills struggle on offense, you can't really start any of them. You're gonna start them anyways, but they're really tough to kind of get behind, especially Cook. I mean, again, when he's not scoring 40-yard touchdowns, he's kind of useless. They don't use him in the two-minute drill. He doesn't get goal line carries. He doesn't get – receptions, and that's been the same story this year, you know. And when he snaps off, when they play bad teams, they're up by big, and they can just kind of keep pounding him. He's great, but other than that, and it's amazing how Allen just still gets the fantasy points every single week, considering he's kind of playing with maybe a bottom five receiving core in the NFL as far as fantasy is concerned. So, you don't really. I mean, Coleman, I would never start Coleman unless I absolutely had to. We're talking about guys like Tutu Atwell. I guess I would start Coleman with, you know, over Atwell, but, you know, the Bills are on a bye this week. But, yeah, I don't want to start any receivers. Even Shakir, you know, he's got to score. Because if he doesn't score, it's 4 catches for 60 yards, you know. So,
yeah,
Cook I'm starting. Kincaid I do really, really like. I mean, he's a talented player. He's just always, always hurt. So, but I think they've been force feeding him the ball when he's in there.
Yeah, I wonder if that is something as they're self scouting here. His health might be a reason for how they handle him and what his snap share is. But all of the advanced stuff on him, as far as his productivity and their productivity as an offense with him on the field and him targeted, all that stuff, he looks like the most important guy in that offense. But he's playing half the snaps. So I wonder if they trust his health, whether that'll tick up, like, you know, I don't think it'll get like in the 80s, but, you know, get another, I don't know, from 50% to like 65, 70, maybe even 75. Like, he seems to be the trigger for a lot of the good that their offense can do.
Yeah, maybe that's something that they change coming out of the bye week. They, like, I mean, granted, he's coming off an injury, but maybe they play him more. I think it was 2 weeks ago against the Patriots, he had the third most snaps out of the tight ends or something. It's like, really?
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe they got to force it in there. Maybe they just got to play him more and be less predictable, you know, because that teams know when he's out there, he's getting the ball because he's barely out there. So maybe they just play him more and use him as a decoy when he's not getting the ball. So Kincaid, Cook, I think, are the two keys to this offense moving forward. I'm not, you know, the Bills were 3-2 last year. They're 4-2 now. They lost to, you know, two teams that they shouldn't have. But yeah, I think they'll right the ship coming out of the bye week, and I think you'll see Kincaid, a healthy Kincaid, dominate like he did the week before he got hurt.
With Adam Krautwurst, full-time fantasy, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog on WGR. Week 7 underway with Pittsburgh's loss in Cincinnati last night. Two Monday night games coming up with Tampa-Detroit, which is pretty good. Houston-Seattle could be all right as well. Let's talk quarterback. I've got a lot of Justin Fields, and you might too. And here's Fields in a position at 0-6 where one might wonder if he'll even finish a game. I mean, these kind of things happen. And if they can't beat anybody, look out, right? I mean, the floor could just go away. They have Carolina this week. There are a half dozen or so quarterbacks right in that same range in terms of projections where you might have to decide between Fields and the others. One being Bo Nix or Jackson Dart in the same game, Giants at Denver. Do you have a general thought on Fields? Like, if you have him, maybe have somebody else. Like in normal leagues, you're going to have somebody else probably too. In some of our best ball stuff, you could be like, you just kind of need Justin Fields, which is not a great feeling right now. But Fields versus Dart, Nix, Caleb Williams, maybe another. Daniel Jones, maybe another. There's a cluster of players there where you could find yourself making a really tough decision.
Yeah, Fields is so scary, right? Because he could be 30, he could be 3. And the thing that stinks this week is this could have really been a get-right game for him. Carolina is a pass-funnel defense, meaning they don't allow many rush yards at all. They might be the best run defense in football, but they allow a ton of receiving yards. And, of course, Garrett Wilson's hurt, so this could have been, you know, a really big week for Fields and Wilson. And so you're really hoping for 80 yards rushing and a score for Fields, and who knows? That's not easy to do. So it really depends. Like, I've got a lot of Matt Stafford, Justin Fields teams, and I think it just depends on, hey, do I need that 30-point week? Or, like, looking at the projection of what the team I'm playing against, am I projected to win? What does his team look like? Do I want the safer bet in Stafford, although now Puka's out? Or do I want, you know, Fields, am I okay getting 7 from my quarterback? And for Fields owners, if you have the bench space, I might consider picking up to Tyrod Taylor, because, again, it's like a Joe Flacco thing. Like, you get kind of an older, experienced guy in there that can just knows the offense and can just keep the offense on the field and keep the ball moving. I think it wouldn't hurt to pick up a Tyrod Taylor, because he's, you know, he's kind of Justin Fields light with the rushing too. So, but this week, I was really heavy on Aaron Rodgers this week, actually. He had a great game last night. But if you need if you think you need a huge spike week from your quarterback, I'm starting Fields. If not, you could play a little safer. I'm going with the Staffords, the Trevor Lawrences. Jackson Dart, I'm off of this week. I think that, you know, Denver's a really good defense, and he relies a lot on his rushing, and they don't have a lot of weapons there, so I could see a really bad game coming from Jackson Dart.
What about Stroud at Seattle?
Yeah, Stroud's a great one. He's coming off a bye. His weapons are healthy, though. So,
Stroud over Fields?
Again, Stroud is a guy that I would kind of put in that mix of safety over the upside of Fields. But at Seattle, it's a tough place to play. But I like kind of Christian Kirk. He's another one in that receiver range to kind of come in and get maybe 6 or 7 catches, because he's back. He's getting a little bit healthier. And now coming off the bye, maybe they start to force him the ball a little bit.
What about Bryce Young? Same game.
Oh, man. I'm a big Tet McMillan guy. They get Jalen Coker back this week, I think.
Yes.
And Coker had a great preseason for them. I like him. I like him. He does have their rushing upside too. I would start Bryce Young over Justin Fields. It's just the run defense for Carolina is so good. I could see another performance like he had against Denver, where it's like if he's not rushing for 80 yards, he might be benched by like halftime.
How about Penix at San Francisco?
I like Penix. Okay. I got Penix in my top 15 this week. They're really humming. They had a weird game against was it Carolina? It was like 30-0.
Yeah.
But other than that, like he looks the part. He's getting the ball to the guys. I think they're getting the receiver. I'm losing my
Darnell Mooney, maybe.
Yes, I think they're getting Mooney back. So you got, you know, he's got a lot of weapons there. Jake Matthews is hurt, though, I think. They're left tackle, so right. That could be interesting. But Penix looks good. He looks the part. And, ride that hot hand.
I got to find a guy that Adam would play Fields over. Wentz? What about Wentz?
Fields over Wentz?
Sure. In a revenge game?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I would start Fields over Dart, over Rattler, over Tua.
Gabriel?
Wentz, Gabriel, Brissett. I would have started him over Joe Flacco, but I would have been wrong there. So
we don't know that yet.
Yeah, that's right.
Cam Ward.
Over Cam Ward.
All right, there are some.
Circling all the way back to receiver injuries. Mike Evans didn't practice today, but the word is that that's okay. It was like part of the plan. They play Monday night, and I think it's tracking like he's going to be back.
Is that right? Cool.
That's what I'm here for Big Daddy Otten's sake. I hope it's not the case. I hope he sits another week and we can roll Otten out there. But setting lineups too. It's just with Thursday night games and Sunday morning games and two Monday night games, you have to make decisions that like you don't want to make on like a Thursday because you just don't know with Monday night games if they're going to play or not. So generally, you know, it takes me back to like the COVID years where you're just like, hey, if a guy's active on Thursday night, I'm playing him because I know he doesn't have COVID. You know, so it's like you're leaning towards the guys that are, like we had a Gainwell. Like, is it Gainwell or is it some guy that's questionable for Monday night? Like, I can't wait. I have to decide now. So it's been tough this year.
So much of it is just like the psychological effects of this. Like, you know, in a vacuum, you don't want to start a Gainwell over. Well, some of our options, we had this yesterday, but I'm like you, like I push for it. But then when it busts, you feel like a chump. I mean, that's just like, why did we do that? You know, but
yeah, for sure.
If you don't get that sudden injury or something on Sunday, you're going to feel real dumb. Like with Survivor, Bulldog and I play in these Survivor pools. And I mean, I'm usually bad at it. And I just want to pick the team that I'll feel the worst, the least bad about if I'm wrong.
Right.
You
if
know,
I'm wrong. Right.
If I pick a big favorite and they lose, well, you know, I had a lot of company. But if I take a chance and lose, then I'm going to feel stupid for it. So try to do it
That's the Justin Fields thing, too. It's like if he gets benched at halftime, like, what was I thinking? Like, he's got no healthy receivers. You know, it's like he hasn't been good in weeks. Like, what was I thinking?
Right. I literally talked about this possibly happening, and here I am, you know, still acting surprised. I don't know. All right. Big weekend for you or what?
It's always a big weekend. Big soccer weekend. Hey, listen, congrats to the North Star Christian Knights with a one seed for sectional soccer. So we got a big weekend coming up and football and don't worry about the Bills. So that's good.
They'll be gunning for you as the top seed. You know that. You'll have a target on your back. So look out.
Just told them that. Just told them that.
Okay? Believe it. All right. Thank you, Adam.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Adam Krautwurst, full-time fantasy. He and I have hosted the Deep End podcast. We didn't do much of that this year, but maybe I guess I could have asked him that too, whether we'll be back in 2026. Possibly. Football Friday on WGR. Your calls are welcome at 803-0550. Do you feel better or worse about the Bills' chances of winning big this year compared to how you felt before the season? We'll look for your calls after the update. Right now it's time for a break. We'll be back in a snap. That's brought to you by Snapdragon Apples, the official apple of the Buffalo Bills.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.